All righty, we'll get started here with our post-qualifying media availabilities here for the 17th annual Tales of the Turtles 400 at Chicagoland Speedway. We're now joined by Danny Hamlin. Danny, can you talk about your run out there for qualifying?
You know, we got better each round, which is really encouraging. I probably held back a little bit too much in the first, trying to save tires, and almost missed the first round. But we got better every round. The adjustments we made was for sure better, and it was able to let me drive harder and, you know, increase our speed each time we went out.
Awesome. With that, we'll open it up for questions. If you have a question for Danny Hamlin, please raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start right here in the front with Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Denny, you said, I think, right after qualifying, I'm assuming that amount of speed is probably the driver. I take it that is a reference to what Brad said earlier. Could you just expand on that?
No, it wasn't a reference to that. I just figured that, you know, that amount of speed, it wasn't because his car was that much faster. He must have did something inside the car better than I did. So I got to look at the data tonight and see, you know, what line he took and, you know, how much throttle he used, because I know there's not, you know, a couple tenths between our cars, that's for sure. You know, not really. I mean, I'd like to know what Toyota is paying Brad, because he's like our best spokesman. I mean, I need more money for my PSA. So, I mean, if you're shopping for a midsize sedan, get the unfair advantage. Get a Toyota.
Other questions for Denny? We'll go in the back here to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Denny, I want to say last night in the ARCA race, it looked like the outside lane was a preferred lane on restarts and stuff. Are we going to see a situation here Sunday where there's a lane preference that one of them is going to obviously be the better one to be in?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. I think last year, unless you were in the first couple rows, you wanted to be in the bottom lane. I'm sure that – I mean, it should probably be the same this time around. But, yeah, I think the leader probably chooses the top, and then everyone else wants to be the bottom after that. But, yeah, you kind of just see how it plays out in the first couple restarts. And then, I mean, it's not like you can do a whole lot to change your outcome or what lane you're going to be in, but there will be an advantage to certain lanes.
Additional questions for Denny. Denny, good luck on Sunday.